Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Thursday. Yes, this is Thursday, not Friday. This is Anything Goes, but I have a family commitment tomorrow, which is not pretty, and I got to do it, and not that I don't love candy, because I do love candy, but and I thank you for taking the time to do the show tonight, because I'll tell you, those family commitments are a witch and a half. Let me start over. I am Bennett Pomerantz. If you don't know who I am, you're in a lot of trouble. All kidding aside, my guest tonight, she's my sister from another mister. I love this woman. She is a lovely, wonderful lady. She's a radio host. She's an author. She does everything and just makes it look so simple and makes it so wonderful. Ladies and gentlemen, Candy O'Donnell. Have I gotten everything in?
You sure did. It's a wrap, right?
Yeah, it's a wrap. We can go now. Okay. All kidding aside, I wanted to tell you, it's so nice to have you back on the radio on World of Ink Network, and so it is so lovely to have you back on doing radio shows again. I missed you doing them, and I mean, you still have it, dear. You know, I mean, she did two radio shows that she did with me that were on YouTube, and now they're on Vimeo or whatever it is. I don't know where they are now. I don't have them in front of me. Okay, but I will tell you, people still email me and say, "Is that really you?" Yeah, that's me. And they thought they were very, very insightful and everything else. She twists it so she gets everything out. I feel like a lemon when she's done with you.
But you know what? That's what the host should do. You should ask the difficult questions. I've actually had so many guests say, "Wow, that's a good question," and then silence. And I'm like, "Okay, please answer it now." Don't keep me in suspense.
So the question I have for you is, you came back to radio. I consider Blog Talk Radio radio, talk radio. What brought you back? Not that I don't love you back. Please don't misinterpret before I don't want somebody to say, "You hate her." No, I love her dearly. I just want to know what brought you back, and everybody else does too.
Actually, Marcia and I were talking about a month prior, and she said, "You know, you're good at this stuff. You need to come back." And I just hemmed and hawed and said, "You know, I don't know." And I was going to be on a different radio show for a friend of mine. It's called Curious Times on Blog Talk Radio. And I said, "Well, I'll be on there." And she goes, "Well, think about it. Just think about it." And I said, "Okay." You know, and I said, I've wanted to talk to you about it, that it is in the thought process, because I took like a 9-month, 8-month hiatus from doing radio. So I finally said, "Okay, I would love to come to World of Ink." And she said, "Yeah, we will welcome you with open arms. You get the first Saturday of every month." So I started.
I wonder who does the second and fourth.
But it's a really good network. I do like the way Blog Talk Radio, you know, has everything. It's easy to set up, and I have had some phenomenal guests. A lot of them are in my publishing house, Crushing Hearts and Black Butterfly Publishing. And I just did a radio show a couple weeks ago with two other ladies that are just writing their pants off like we all do. And I just really like talking to people, and I really get down in the trenches with writers, like, you know, why did
you? Yes, you do.
How? And, you know, I don't know. I don't know how I do it. I love talking to people, you know, especially on a subject I'm totally interested in, which is writing, because we do it daily, weekly. You know, I think most of us do it in our sleep.
Some of us do it hourly, guilty. No, all kidding aside. And I stole your two writers are going to do my Anything Goes over the next month or so. So it's like, I stole them.
They're awesome. Well, it's funny because I told them, I said, yeah, you'll probably hear from Bennett, because you had asked me if it was okay, and I'm like, yeah, definitely. You want to have them on. They are phenomenal.
They're not together. They're separate. But, yeah, they're going to be over, I think, February and March, so it'll be nice. I don't ask because I don't have the calendar directly in front of me. I will when I do my homework. But, and by the way, Marcia is Marcia Casper Cook, and if you do, you should always praise her name because she, not you personally, but I praise her name every. You know, it's like bowing to Mecca. Marcia. Okay, no, Marcia
very, very
is one of those special
does.
People.
Well, she blows my ass out of the water. Excuse me.
Okay, I hope they don't bleep us for that one, but that's okay. I have a question that's been bothering me that one of my readers messaged me today and said, you know, you have a new book called Z Radio.
Yes.
And they said, well, I knew there was a Z Radio she did before. What happened? So, Candy, what happened?
Well, I decided to revamp it mid-year 2014. I deleted over half of it. Reworked it. It is shorter than what it used to be, but the whole storyline is different. The whole premise of Z Radio is it's about a woman named Charisse, and she gets bit and she becomes immune. And so I went ahead and I heard that Kingsnake Publishing was coming in, and I knew a couple of the gals that were running it, so I went ahead and I sent it to Angela, and she got back to me probably within a couple days, and she goes, you know, I really like this. And she even asked me the same question, well, how did you come up with this? And I said, well, you know, it's just, come on, zombies are, like, really popular right now. So I will be doing a series of novelettes, somewhere between 5 and 10. I wanted to keep them very short, because I have read so many novels, you know, over 300 pages. Some of them are good. Some of them are okay. But I just, for me, I wanted to make it short and sweet. That way people can, you know, race through these novelettes and, you know, get to the end of the story. Because I'm not really going through in-depth of how everything, you know, like, details, you know, how most of those books, you know, they describe every single detail, and it's not really all that gory or grotesque. You know, I try to avoid a lot of that. People get that enough on TV and in other books. But I just wanted to rework it and get it back out there, because when I first wrote it, I sucked at writing, really, truly did, and I have to admit it. But I had a wonderful editor, and she went over it with me. It's probably around 50 pages long.
Is she still editing you?
Oh,
yes.
Is
she still editing you?
She is still,
and
yep,
who?
She is awesome. Maxine is amazing. She
You
want to
give
be,
her a minute?
Actually,
we want to give her a minute plug so she can get a pat on the head and we can say how nice she is so everybody else can start using her.
She is. She is so good. She's had that flu, so she's been very ill. You know, I've been praying for her and, you know, asking that she heal quickly. That way she can, you know, get back to what she loves and she's very good at. But, yeah, she...
And the your editor is... You just said Maxine. Is she so they can look them up?
I can't pronounce her. Bomberg? I can't even pronounce her last
Bomberg.
Name.
Bomberg.
But she has, she edits for World Castle Publishing.
So let me ask you, somebody's asked me, what are your favorite zombie TV shows or movies or whatever you like zombie-ish?
Well, of course, The Walking Dead is definitely my favorite show right now. It's pretty much the... one of the only ones I watched, but Sci-Fi had one called Z Nation, and that one was pretty good. Towards the end, I was starting to lose it because the storyline was getting... It took a right turn, Clyde. You know how you get into a show, then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute, I was not expecting it to go that way. But, yeah, The Walking Dead right now is definitely a fan favorite for me. and it comes back.
And so, any advice you have for writers?
Oh my gosh, do not give up. Just keep writing. Even if you think your writing is lame or dumb or the storyline is not going the way you want it. The one thing that I have learned, and even from Betty Dravis, oh God, I love her. She is amazing. Ashley Fontaine, they have both read my works and they've told me, okay, this is what you could do to enhance your writing to bring it up to the next level. So I followed their advice, and I did so. Got a hold of Maxine. I already had Lindsay Kendall. She's done most of my covers, and she is phenomenal at what she does. But, yeah, that's get good people behind you if you're a writer. Don't just write it and put it out there, write it and put it out there, because that is what I did for so many years. And it was, in my opinion, it was garbage. What I was putting out was not top-notch, and now it is top-notch because I have all these different people that I can call upon. Get a good editor. Get a good graphic artist. Make sure it's formatted. And they will go over your work for you, and they'll tell you what's wrong with it, what it needs to be fixed on it. Because, and if you don't listen to their advice, you're going to be back at square one.
How about your beta readers? Readers, if I could talk, I'll be happy.
You know, I don't have beta readers.
Okay.
I have a personal assistant right now, and she even asked me that too. And I've tried to get beta readers. For some reason, it has never worked out, you know, because there are beta readers for other people, or they don't have time, or, you know, there are people that I know, and they're like, oh, gosh, I wish I could, but I work full-time, or whatever, whatever. And so this is why I, when someone referred Maxine to me, I'm like, you know what? She did a great job on Psychic Perception, which is the re-release, which will be out February 6th with Crushing Hearts and Black Butterfly Publishing. And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to go with her because she knows what she's doing. And that's one thing I really like about the people that I have around me now is they love what they do and they understand where a book should go, like which highway it needs to go down to make it top-notch, almost to perfection. And that's what really the advice I would give to any writer. I don't care if you're starting out or if you're, you know, you have writer's block right now. Just do that. Find good people.
Well, I will read almost anything of yours. You know that. Everything but that hysterectomy book you wrote. You know, before we got on air, I even suggested to Candy her new book.
Yes, you did, and I actually have been thinking about it because she's going to suggest a vegetarian or a vegan book because I am a vegetarian. I've been one for over 6 years now, and I'm one of these create-your-own kind of gals. The book that actually changed my diet was Alicia Silverstone's The Kind Diet, and she's a vegan. As people know, she's an actress and an author, but I just I like to throw together recipes on my own accord, you know, and make them look tasty. It's like, you know, matter of fact, today I made a vegan breakfast and a vegan lunch, and I posted pictures all over the internet, and people were like, wow, that looks so good. And so, yeah, you're probably right.
Remember, I'm coming over to your place and getting lunch from you. I don't know when, but I'm coming over. I'm coming. Let me ask you, because somebody just asked me, they said you're now into having your own publishing house. How did that come about?
In late 2013, actually it was October, I had an idea for a book called Dragonfly, and it's about angels and demons, and it took me 1 month to write it. In November, I had an idea for the second book in that series called Firefly. Again, took me a month to write it. And the last one is Butterfly, and I'm still kind of reworking that one and, you know, yada yada. But I wanted to find a publishing house for Dragonfly. And I thought, you know, this, I figured it's a really good book. It needs to be placed somewhere. So I sent it off to a few people. And then in January 2014, Crushing Hearts sent me an email saying, I love your book. I want it. You know, if it's a series, I want it all. So I said, okay. So the first one will be out in August of this year. I'm very excited about it. Again, the manuscript is with Maxine. She will be editing it, and then I'll turn it over to Kendall, and she'll be making the cover and formatting it for me. But I just really wanted to take that next step as an author, as a writer, instead of, you know, being the indie author all the time. I still do indie work, and I still am having, you know, doing the self-publishing thing. But again, I'm using Maxine, I'm using Kindle, their services, because they're phenomenal for me as an individual writer. And then I picked up, you know, Kingsnake Publishing. So two publishers in 1 year, I figured, you know, I hit the lottery. You know, these are fantastic folks. I feel so blessed, you know. And it's so funny, Bennett, because every single day I almost have to pinch myself. It's like, wow, I have two publishers I write for. It's a lot of work, but it's just a wonderful feeling to think, okay, I have certain books I have to put out with each one, and now I have them evenly spaced. So like once every 6 months, a book will be out in each series. So this year, I have quite a few. But
sheesh, I guess I'm getting the box sets for the December seasonal holiday gift, right?
We'll see.
Let me take a few minutes for the station identification break here. This is the Bennett Pomerantz Network on Monday. Yes, Monday. You guys have a fun time with the legal show. Attorney Sarah Abrams and I will be discussing the newest Facebook battle. This is about the new idea of basically the Facebook changes to their privacy policy. Sarah and I will be discussing that on Monday at 6:30. On Wednesday, with Huffington Post columnist Rachel Thompson and myself on Let's Talk, we will have Liz Ferraro, who has Girls with Soul, which is a fascinating and a very lovely organization. And if you don't know about it, look them up on Facebook. They are lovely and they are wonderful. And I cannot tell you how wonderful they are. They are. I'm sorry, I'm a guy, so I'm not trying to sound negative. On the 23rd, on Friday, it's a doubleheader. As I call it, two roses and a thorn. You can tell which one's the thorn, but if you can't, you'll find out in a minute. M. Petrova and Rhonda Lee Carver, if I say Carter, I'll get slapped, are my guests on Anything Goes on the Hot Seat, both of them at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on the World of Ink Network, on the 24th, on Any Which Way But Loose. You know that show, don't you, Candy? I will have the cast of the women's show. That's Marjorie Wallingshaw. That is Naomi Blackburn. That is Valerie Douglas. And that would also be the lovely Elizabeth Black with me, discussing what the shows are about and just having a good time, as we usually do on 90 Minutes. And so it'll be really just a crazy, Candy's been on it, she knows, you don't know where we start, where we end, and everybody has a great time. So that'll be coming up. And just in case, because I know people keep asking me, what are you doing on the legal show? What are you doing on the legal show? We're going to be doing, the next one we'll be doing after the lovely time is to do one. We're talking about the Cassandra, which is Cassandra basically is used by the Connecticut Supreme Court, was diagnosed with Hodgkin's disease, and if she has the right to be treated or not being treated. So it'll be an interesting case of should somebody be treated or not be treated. It'll be interesting, and it's fascinating because they keep more and more information is coming up, And so that would be on the 28th. We will have Pamela Slayton. She has the book Reunited. She's been on 2020, and it'll be so much fun with Rachel Thompson and myself. And talking about Rachel Thompson, who just released Broken Places, she will be my guest in the hot seat. It'll be nice turning the tables on her on Friday, January 30th. So we're going to be. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks. Now that I've done all my homework, I'm good.
It sounds like it, Rachel. She's a really nice lady. I really like her.
So do I. That's why I have her as a co-host.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Awesome.
Somebody said to me when I first met Rachel, they said, "Is that your wife?" I said, "What do you mean? You guys sound like a married couple." I said, "No. Well, you guys sound like you are so happily married, and you guys, you know, almost like Regis and Kelly." I'm like, "Okay." But she's a very smart and intelligent lady. So to have her on the show is just a compliment. So, and Sarah, from the legal show, she is also, I've lucky twice over, really. And Doing Anything Goes is just me, so I don't have to worry about it. But I've been twice lucky to have two beautiful ladies who are talented and informed, and we zig and zag and we work together, and it just comes out so good. I get amazed with it. So, tell these people, other than Z Radio, which I keep saying and opening my mouth to, what else do you have upcoming?
Well, on February 6th, I will have the re-release of Psychic Perception, and that is about a woman that has psychic abilities, and she helps solve crimes. That will be a four-book series, actually. Two of them will be out this year, next month, and then in December, and then the other two next year. But, that one will come out February 6th. And the cover for it is, wow, it is so eye-popping. If you guys have not seen it, definitely go on Facebook, type in Psychic Perception by Candy O'Donnell, and you will see this cover. Lindsay Kendall, again, she made that. When she made that, I said, yes, that is the one, because she's just so good.
I just wish you'd sell prints, artistic prints. I would, the one you have with wings, I don't know if that's Psychic Perception or not, the one that has your name in it. No offense, not that I don't love your name, but I almost want to erase your name and just have that picture of wings and just mount it on my wall. It's beautiful. It really is.
Lindsay made that for me. I wanted something to identify myself with as, you know, an author. And to me, wings, angels' wings, kind of, you know, tell the story. But I wanted the darker background because in August, you know, Dragonfly, the Angels' Reign series starts to come out. And it exemplifies what that particular series consists of, you know, angels and demons. So you have the white wings that, you know, represent the angels, and then the dark background, which reveals, you know, the demonic negativity that is also intertwined within the book. I will say that series, Bennett, is written so different to what I have written in the past. It's very specific. For some reason, my brain kind of went a different direction with it. I really hone in on objects and really, like, description. It is really filled with a lot of description, but it's only about 40,000 words, so it's not like a really long book that you're going to be inundated with. So I think that series is, to me, one of my best.
Just tell Lindsay, I want that painting. Not that I don't love your name, but I want that painting. Just those wings to put up on my wall. I think you should make an artistic print of it. Is that beautiful? It really is.
Yeah.
It is that it's, you know, I'm not denying you have a beautiful name, but I'm just saying, just those wings itself, just as a print, oh God, it would be, yeah. I'd buy it, oh yeah, you know, and it, you know, I just want it, you know, I don't care if it's an 8x10, just on my wall, oh God, it would be beautiful. We have 4 minutes of the hour. I wanted to get your links, Binks and Jinx, and how they can get a hold of you and how they can find your books, et cetera, et cetera, and et cetera. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I am definitely on Facebook, Candy O'Donnell, and then I also have author Candy O'Donnell. And I spend a lot of time on there, Twitter, at Candy O'Donnell. I'm on LinkedIn, Google+. My Gmail is candyodonnell@gmail.com, so you guys can get a hold of me. I'm actually all over the Internet. Someone actually told me, do you own stock in the Internet? And I'm like, not that I know of. But, yeah, people can definitely find me on Facebook. I also have a group there called Promote Your Books, and I welcome all authors, radio hosts to post as often as you like, and does not bother me. Just don't post your fancy sunglass ads. We don't want sunglasses. We're not interested in
books. I don't want sunglasses ads, no. Unless I'm in them. Now, I wouldn't mind having a picture of me in the fancy sunglasses ads, and it says, yeah, anything goes. Yeah, now, I wouldn't mind doing that one. Somebody do that one. That'd be good. Yeah, have a sketch of me like that. Yeah, that'd be cute. All kidding aside, so what books right now, give me the schedule of what's upcoming so they know how to find the books and everything else, because that's important to you and...
Yeah, this Saturday, Z Radio officially releases all over the Internet. Next month, February 6th, Psychic Perception will be available. And then starting in August, you look up Dragonfly, Angel's Reign series. That's first in a three-book series. And then, dun-dun-dun, September 29th, my first erotic short story with Hot Ink Press will become available. I actually wrote that in like 3 days, submitted it a week later. They said, yep, we want it. So it's one of those ooh-la-la 18-plus books.
Well, I'm going to ask, I don't know if you have anybody yet. Who's your guest on your show the first week in February? Do you have anybody yet planned?
I have three authors. Two of them are actually from the publishing house, Crushing Hearts. One is a gal that I met on Facebook, and she wrote a short zombie book for children, and it's a cute little book. I actually got it and read it and gave her a good review. And, yeah, you're just going to have to wait and see who these fantastic ladies are.
You're
going to leave
me hanging like this, right?
What has been helping me promote Psychic Perception. So her name is Jennifer Reganza, and you will love her. Absolutely.
I love Jennifer. Jennifer is going to do Any Which Way But Loose, and that will be on Valentine's Day. She's adorable. You are right. She's an adorable lady. And I know you're going to come on February 28th for about a few minutes and do the unbirthday party for Ben and Pomerantz. So, yeah, I'm working my birthday.
Don't forget to remind me because we'll forget.
I love you dearly, and I will say this, and so your husband won't kill me. You have a memory like a sieve. I know that. I will remind you. I promise.
I promise,
okay. Candy, remember, you stop by. You know, you don't have to spend forever. Just stop by, and we're all going to celebrate, yeah, somebody's birthday. Okay. All kidding aside, I know I'm going to be talking to you, and I talk too much. We love each other anyway. I love this woman, and she knows it. And she's like, this, as I said, my sister from another mister. So anything else we have to really talk about in the next 30 seconds other than I love you, and you know that.
I know that very much. Nothing else. I can't put anything offhand. Yeah, just look me up and connect with me, and I've been posting lots of goodies online, and it's fun.
Okay. Next week, on the 23rd, M. Petrova, and Rhonda Lee Carver will be my guests. We're going to have two roses and a thorn, and I know who the thorn is. Good night. Fly right. Be well. Good night.
Good night.